especially if your answer is that they are paid some amount, so that we can deal with the backlog in the department. And on that score, I have in mind the issue of the doctor, that perhaps we need to open that process and see if we can't get an additional candidate in the place of the doctor. And lastly, my understanding of this consultation debate is that actually, as we are engaging now, we are doing exactly that. We are consulting, and I think that's what the law is requiring. And that's why we are gathered here. We're doing this consultation so that you don't appoint alone, you appoint together with us. And my response to the indication that in other issues of other boards, there's a much more thorough process. I think the issue is, in each case, there's a regulatory framework that pertains to those issues. If it's SABC board, there is a law that deals with that, and it's got its own requirements. And so the processes are different but similar. I think, as the minister said, if members want to look at the names, they want to add and so on, we are entitled to that. And the meeting can be postponed for the reason of looking at further needs, but not for the reason that there is no consultation. Thank you.
Honorable Speaker.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, let us thank the Minister for informing us and for allowing us to have this consultation on this critical issue that is of this NCC. Yes. I think what is important here is that we need people who have relevant skills to correctional service to deal with inmates. Now, people who are clinical psychologists have that is a very important skill to deal with that type of individual who is in prison. Doctors are a relevant skill. But what perhaps I may add is that, a doctor, especially for a medical parole, I think is the very last person there that will need to give his voice to be accepted more than anybody is there in that 17 people. So I think we need not only one doctor for confirmation that this person qualifies to be released on medical leave. perhaps to divert. There was a case in the 70s at Robben Island where somebody wanted him to be released from prison, a politician. He was very sick. Seriously ill, and the whole country refused. We went to the International Red Cross, we went to UNO. There was a protest right through for that individual that he must be released, and the government was refusing totally. He died ultimately in prison. Now, I think that's the importance of the question of release, of identifying a person that this one has this illness, is a terminal illness. This person must die peacefully at home. This person also, you find a situation where people can pretend to be ill in prison. They can pretend. They are very good pretending. Somebody who shocked me, I couldn't believe it. When I saw him outside, he was back in prison, he was very, very ill. But I said, no, man, it's unbelievable. You were in hospital, right? No, I was in prison. Yeah, thank you. So, Chairperson, in short, I would like that I have no problem with the list of those members that are there, but only if we can add another doctor. Thank you.
May we go for another round of questions? Honorable Member, Honorable Bloom, Honorable Chan, in that one. Yes, you can, Honorable Minister.
Thank you very much, President. The Honorable Member Madasa raised the enumeration issue. Just to indicate that the NCCF meets four times a year for two working days, but it could be that because of the backlog, we may actually request them to meet for 3 days this time around. And of course, those members who are not full-time, right, in the service of the state receive some kind of allowance for the time, for the 2 days they spend at those meetings. But otherwise, it's not a full-time job. We've also requested through the advert that members of the NCCF are expected to be active participants in the work of the NCCF and to attend all meetings of the NCCF. In terms of the current legislation, there is no stipulation as to what the term of office should be, right? But we used the current NCCF to determine that these people should serve here for 5 years. I think, Chairperson, one of the things I should have raised when I was making my presentation is the importance of institutional memory. I've engaged with Judge Desai a few times, and I found that whatever mistake I commit, I have to make sure at least that there are some people who have a sense of what is expected of the NCCF to do, so that you don't take ages to orientate people who are new into this work, because otherwise no decision is taken. But I also want to say that one of the critical areas which perhaps we never anticipated would cause a weakness in the system within DCS is the fact that we don't have one or two people full-time in the office of the NCCS. What we currently do is have is the NCCS located in the office of the minister, and we have a clerk who simply organizes logistics in preparation for the meeting, when the meeting is. But in fact, you have no one to do the work of getting reports from the CMCs in the center and prepare proper documentation for the NCCF meeting. And even beyond the NCCF meeting, there is no one to sit and prepare a report of the NCCF for presentation to the minister. So Judge Desai found himself in a situation where he had to be a jack of all trades. He had to be the secretary. Yes, he had to be doing all of these things. So it's going to be important that in whatever we do, as we prepare for this, at least we identify, even if it's a junior attorney, to come in and do the work of running an NCCF office. As I say, we have a backlog, and as far as I'm concerned, even though it says they're supposed to meet four times a year, if it is necessary for them to meet six times a year, let them do so. What is important is that we should try as much as is possible to eradicate the backlog which we have of lifers. We have many, many lifers right now. And, there are many, many decisions which have to be taken. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to express the absolute appreciation for the process and the minister. I understand the minister's agony that by the 1st of March a new team needs to be appointed to the NCCS. But I also take the phrase in consultation with quite serious. You know, I don't think one just waters it down. I think it would have been incredibly nice if we could have had a sense of the number of people that applied, that were nominated, even if it's just 20, if we had a sense of how many people were nominated, who are the people, not necessarily the detail of us sitting to do the, but to have the gross list and the short list. And to make, to be able to say, listen, why didn't you also look at this doctor? Or that there was only this one doctor, as you perhaps indicated. I think that would have been very helpful, because I've looked and I've thoroughly looked through the CVs of the number of 8 people, excellent people. Others, I think I have some questions about. I see some people on every little council in South Africa, you know, so you wonder when will they be able to come to our council, to this council meeting. So I'm just making that, I'm just raising it from that point of view so that one has more than a bit of a choice, a bit broader choice. And I take the minister's proposal. I don't know whether it's legal, because I think the nomination deadline closed already, whether we can just additionally look at more people. But thanks. I want to say that I think we're as concerned and as for the urgency of the matter as you are, Minister. Thanks, the Chief.
Honourable Blue.
Very much, Shepherdson. No. Shepherdson, I think that the route that we must take is what the minister has proposed. Let us go back and study this nominations. But I also want to add what Mr. Fritz has said. Let us just have an indication how many people were there in the shortlisting. Mr. Matasa spoke about the doctor. What process are we going to follow to get more doctors into this whole thing. So that will be my proposal, to not to finish the process here today, but to go back and have a look at all this. But you see, Jefferson, Mr. Fisher is talking about a person. He must tell us the name, because I know that he was with us in 2007 when we visited Durban Westfield. So he is, maybe he knows the name of the person who is and who is going up and down now.
Honorable Chani.
No, thanks, Chair. I think the minister has clarified the act and everything, and the fact that the power to appoint lies with her. But she can't, unfortunately, do that all by herself. She must consult. And indeed, we are in consultation. There's no other definition you can get. This meeting makes us part of that particular process. And it will only be fair, in my view, that we do it in the presence of the minister. I would not agree that the minister should leave and then we do it alone, because we are in consultation with herself as the person who will be appointing ultimately. And in terms of the process, I don't think we should bog ourselves down in terms of whether we should have been part of the drawing of the advertisement, drawing of the shortlist and all those things. People have continuously, ever since we started this meeting, commended the minister for the job well done. Now, it becomes a contradiction to say you have done a good job, but unfortunately you have failed. We should have been part of it when we started. You are rubbing that off, you see. So what I'm expecting here, we have been given the CVs of the people shortlisted. We have been given an opportunity to apply our minds on that one. The minister has also clarified that if, as a committee here, we are not comfortable with the shortlisted people, meaning they don't meet the requisite skills, they don't have those requisite skills for the job ahead, then we should say so and outline the process going forward. Nobody is saying that. The comments that are coming out is that these are quite good people that are skilled, except for a few concerns about those who participate in multiple councils and their availability and stuff like that. Now, we should really be saying the only person who has come out clear that is not ready is Honorable Bloom. He has got his reasons why he's not ready. But if the entire committee, both committees are saying we are not ready, we need to go back and still discuss and come back, let us say so. Instead of asking questions that seeks to challenge, legitimacy of this particular process. We are in consultation, no doubt about that. It's not after consultation we are in the process, because no pronouncement has been made as to who has been appointed. So the process is legit. We are satisfied as the ANC. And I think we need to be discussing whether we are reflecting on the names as shortlisted or not. The issue, even on the issue of a doctor, if for whatever reason we don't agree on the doctor suggested here, the minister has also made a recommendation to that particular effect, coupled with the fact of this other independent group of doctors that will also be beefing up the work of this particular committee as and when the processes unfold. So in all fairness, Chair, I think we need to be saying as the committees now, are we ready now to reflect on these particular names or not? And anybody who has got concerns, let us not raise our concerns in the form of questions, because you are delaying. Go direct to your concerns. Say out clear what your concerns are. If you have got a problem with these shortlisted people, say so. Because the minister is not going to say that on your behalf, unfortunately. The department has shortlisted because they are satisfied that these people meet the requisite skills, and therefore it is for us now, as people who have been consulted, to reflect. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Matila.
Chair, in the main, I've been covered by my colleague here. I think it is important that from our point of view is that we don't have any objection in as far as these names are concerned. And if there is room in terms of the process for us to assist the minister to get another doctor, let us say so and do so. You know, because I wanted to say from where I sit that I propose that we accept these names and we move forward with them, you know, unless there are objections in terms of the names that are here. Because we have gone through, we have been given this list in time, we've gone through everything else that is there. And that is the point I wanted to raise, that you see, so that we understand just where we're going to, what is it that we want to do. Because we think we are on course, we need to move forward. We can't move in circles. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I'm covered. Thank you, Chair. Chair, as far as I listen from all the speakers, it looks like we all agreed with the names. I'll ask us to have a way forward. If maybe we see that there are those who are not ready, let us get it, because we don't want at the end, we'll be looking as this committee as if we've got people that have been sbavaleleng apandle. But benditi mna, amagama lawa u minister sewabekile, ANC, we accept those names. Ngiyabonga.
Unfortunately, I won't agree with the approach that the other members are taking. I will fully agree with what the minister has said. Let us apply our minds properly to this, and let us come up with a proper inclusive decision of all of us. It is not necessary for us to go on a vote. We can talk about this, but the approach that members are taking now, I think it is not. We can do it till today. Today we can do it, but give us time to consult.
Thank you, Chair. I don't believe that we are ready to take a decision on this matter. The minister's letter is dated the 19th of January. The notice that we got containing the CVs is dated the 25th of January. In point of fact, as is ordinarily the case involving an appointment of this nature, political parties ordinarily take these matters to court because Parliament isn't in session, many of the caucuses aren't in session either. Mm. And I think it would be inappropriate and actually irresponsible to simply take a decision based on the CVs that we have in front of us at this meeting. And I would argue, let us take these matters off, let us consult our caucuses, let us return at some appropriate time and make a decision.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to start and thank the Minister for this very healthy process. It is more than healthy. For us here as the Portfolio Committee is to agree with the Minister with the name selected. There are people outside there in prison waiting for us to proceed with the parole they have asked the department for themselves to come out. We are sitting with overcrowded prisons. There are many reasons I can quote here, but I don't think it is necessary today. For us, it's to take a very sober decision and say to the minister, thank you, minister, proceed with this process because it is very healthy.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Once again, Chair, I've listened to most of the speakers now. There's also a need that the Minister has just raised. There is a need for a permanent person, whether it's a learner, an intern, attorney, to do this work, because I wanted to ask this question. Is it not possible for us to have an office like this of the NCCS inside the Minister's office? And by that, the work will be done much easily and properly. And then the other thing is, I would like us to understand that the co-chairperson said that we are here until 12 o'clock for this meeting. So we can still sit down and go through these 8 names and see what is benefit. But we must also, as members, know we've got needs. The prisoners also got needs. And we need to come to a conclusion where we said, okay, we as committees, we can sit around, as Honorable Blumen just said, and go through these things and see what we can come up with. But I would once again say to ourselves, we must not argue just for the sake of argument. We must argue when there is something that when there's a need to argue. If there is no need to argue, why must we argue? Because when you have listened to the minister, the minister has come up clearly, very clearly. The minister even said, goes to her and said that it is no need for us to take a decision today. So why are we arguing on something that we don't need to argue? We're wasting time. So all I'm saying, as members, we must listen to what the minister has said. The minister has come to us, and I don't think Parliament has the time to go through all the people's CVs and listen. We don't have their time, and we must be honest, we don't have their time as members of Parliament. So when the department has done something and the minister has done something, coming to us, this is not the first consultation. Other ministers also came here, and the arguments were never the way it is this morning. So maybe it's because of correctional services and all that. Yes, but I want to plead to all the members, let us not just argue for the sake of arguing, but let us listen what has been said to us, and we've got the CVs, we can go, all of us can read. All of us know what the minister said what she needs in this NCCS. So can we just proceed? And I would like to second the proposal of the member on the other side that says, can we get the way forward? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me thank the Minister for the presentation. Much as we are not going to change the names are there. We were not the part of the shortlisting.
So, to be fair with other honorable members, we can set up a date for them to go and consult to their parties. Otherwise, there was no point. You are not going to change anything. These are the eight names, and you will not be the part of the panel to shortlist the names. From today onwards, we are just wasting our time. So what I'm proposing, Chairperson, is to set up a date, because we are not fighting about this, and we don't want to argue. That's just the nearest date. Thank you.
Honorable Smith.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chair, I wanted to say that the Minister has already appointed nine people. When I say the Minister, in consultation with other stakeholders, nine people. She's presented a list of eight people for us here, and I haven't heard anybody vehemently opposed to these eight names that are here. So, logically, if we took this process forward and said, let us get the long list as members are indicating, and we looked at that long list, I'm wondering how many more names do we want to put on that list, because we don't want an unwieldy NCCS. We've got nine. Nobody's vehemently opposed to these eight that we have here. That would make it 17 already. If we took that list and we said, let people go and consult, where are we going to draw the line in terms of how many do we want on the NCCS? I'm just raising that as a point from a practical point of view, that that is going to be a problem. Secondly, the Minister is indicating to us that, and I agree with her, by the way, that on the 1st of March we should have a board that's in place. Realistically speaking, it means at least a week or 2 weeks before the time the Minister would have to indicate to those members that after consultation, in consultation, after consideration, you've been appointed to whatever position, a week or two before the 1st of March. That gives us up to about the 9th of February. Realistically, that gives us up to the 9th of February to be able to go to the Minister and say, here's our blueprint as the committee of these names. Now I'm asking members, if they want to go and consult, are you really going to be able to go and consult with your caucuses between now and the 9th? Because we shouldn't be saying, let's go and consult with our caucuses, and when we get there, we know that there's going to be nobody, because Parliament really starts on the 11th. So I'm just saying, let's remove the semantics from this thing. If members want to do that, I have no problem. They should do that. But I don't think that we should be saying here, we want to go and consult with our caucus, and then I go and consult by myself and represent my jacket and say this is a caucus position. Because you're misleading all of us. So if the ANC is going to go and consult with its caucus, then the ANC better make sure that there is going to be a caucus between now and the 9th when we sit. If there's no caucus between now and the 9th, I think we are just being difficult with each other. So I just thought I was put those things on the table, Chair, but if members really want to go and consult, I would then say that there's no ways that we can postpone this thing beyond the 9th of February. So that by the 10th or so, Minister, we give you a list. I mean, we give you a report of our recommendations, and you then have 10 days or so in which to notify the NCCS nominator, the successful candidate, so that they can be appointed. Now, I think the way to break the deadlock, Chairperson, is to say it's fine. The Minister has given us a presentation. She's given us the eight. I'm not sure, Minister, how speedily would you be able to give us the long list with those names, because if that's going to take another week, then it already eats into the 9th of the week. I'm making a firm proposal that by the 9th, both committees must have this type of a meeting to conclude it. I'm not sure how long it will take you to give us that, Minister. The additional names, so that Cindy and Gershon can distribute it and come back on the 9th and we thrash it out. Because if there are people that feel that they really want to add more names to it, maybe we should afford them that opportunity. But the majority of us are saying that there's nobody vehemently opposed to these seven names, to these eight names. The seven we have gives us, I mean, the nine we have gives us 17. I don't know that we need more than 20 people on the board and then expect that all of them must be there to make a quorum. Because there needs to be a quorum for decisions as well. So I'm suggesting, Chair, that depending on the ministers, how soon she could give it to us, I would imagine she could give it to us as soon as possible so that we can distribute it, that we take a decision that we'd meet here on the 9th, and after that meeting of the 9th, we give the minister our decision as the Joint Committee. Minister, I'm hoping that it will give you sufficient time then to notify people so that they could start on the 1st of March. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable members, can you get an indication from the minister of when will that information be available to the members?
Thank you, Chair. I actually understood Honourable Self to be asking for the total number. I didn't hear about the list. I had the total number, not that we can't finish with the list.
No, that was my colleague, Mr. Fritz, who asked for the number.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Fritz, I'm sorry.
I asked for the gross list.
The total number of people nominated is 35. But I also want to indicate that in terms of the advert, we actually spelled out clearly the various categories of people, in that we said people must nominate people for, in terms of Section 83.2G, separately from 83.2H, right? And you will see from the list that we will provide to you that, in fact, the best candidates, some of the people we are presenting to you today, are people who have been nominated under Section 2G, that is the two appointees by the minister. 2H, I'm sorry, because it was a very long list, okay? So what we did is was to select two, and because the CVs are good, we then are referring those people to you to look into, because that's what constitutes, actually, the eight people, right? Now, if people want to reinvent the wheel, that's fine. That's fine. But I want people to bear in mind that we have used that which is currently there in the NCCS, the kinds of categories that you need to ensure are represented in the NCCS. The last thing I want to raise, Chair, and I want all of us to know about this, there are also areas of conflict of interest here. All right? You have people, a person running a center and applies to be in the NCCS. And you can't have that, right? So we have no reason not to provide the portfolio committee with a list. We will provide the portfolio committee with a list, not only the list, but the CV. But whatever happens, we have a deadline. Remember, we started this process timelessly quite early. But because the parliament was on recess, there was no way we would have said to the chairperson during festive season, convene people to come back and do this. Because our understanding was that all we are required to do is to provide you with a short list, and from that short list, you will then pick on the name. Had we known that you wanted to start the process from the beginning, including advertising and doing all of that, really, I think we would have discussed the process, all of us together, and agreed. And we would have done that last year. So, Chairperson, we're happy to provide the list, you with the list of all the 35 nominated people, but not only that, but also with the CVs. But I think that it's going to be important that we all agree on the time frame. When do we agree, you will provide us with a report of the candidates you have to appoint. Because otherwise, that's... If we don't agree, it is going to create a problem for us, and you'll be the first ones in Parliament here to say, why is it that we don't have an NCCS by the 1st of March? I think that's my biggest problem. The reasons why we've really tried as much as possible not to falter on this one was we wanted to make sure that we meet the set time frame. Term expires on the 28th. Immediately we appoint people for the first, and these people need to know in time that they are going to be members of the NCCS.
Honourable members, do we agree that whatever we're going to do with the CVs and the names, and the processes we are going to engage will not go beyond the deadlines that will make it impossible for the minister to give notice to the candidates that they should start with their work. Is that the agreement? Nice. Okay. Honorable Matila?
No, Chair, I think we agree with the line. But you see, this meeting must note that the whole of next week, the NCOP is not around. As to when are we going to receive the relevant documentation, I'm not sure. Because we are aware that the NCOP is in Mpumalanga next week. In Limpopo. Yeah, in Limpopo next week, preparing for taking Parliament to the people. You see. So that we know that by the 9th, we must just come back with, make sure that we have a sitting of our committee and we conclude on that. That should be. As to how we consult is something else.
That is noted, Honourable Member.
Not be properly organized, but here are the CVs of all the people who were nominated, the nominations and the CVs of all the people nominated. It makes things very easy for the portfolio committee. Actually, the portfolio committee could actually complete this work even before we open next week, before we open Parliament. Here we are ready with the list. We're ready with the CVs of people, and the portfolio committee can then make copies because we shouldn't lose these CVs which are contained in here. Because we didn't make the copies because we didn't believe that the portfolio committee would want to go that route.
We want to conclude this matter, but I see two hands. Can we close it? Okay. All right. So that you don't open new matters. We are suggesting that we'll have a joint sitting on the 9th. And at that joint sitting on the 9th, we will finalize this list, we will present to the minister our decisions on the 9th. So we are not opening that up anymore. CVs are here between Gershwin and Cindy. You can get those CVs of the other names. Can we close it at that point? Ms. Abra? Yes.
Chair, what is the maximum number that is allowed in terms of the law, in terms of the membership of the NCCS? Second question, Chair, is the procedure that once the parliamentary committees have made a recommendation, that it does not have to go to the relevant legislatures, that it is a recommendation that goes straight to the minister and the minister can implement. I'm asking these questions just to determine whether the timeline we have set will make it possible for the whole process to be completed by the end of the month, end of Feb. Because, Che, you can't go and tell a person on the 28th of February that, look, from tomorrow you're appointed. That person must at least have a couple of days' notice.
Thanks. Let us just help you out then, Minister. You can add if I miss lead. But the legislation says four or more. So on the 9th, we will decide what we think the maximum would be, bearing in mind that the Minister's already appointed 9.
Now, of the total number, is it 17 or is it more than that, or is there an unlimited number?
No, no. By virtue of this one of ours that says four or more means that even the minister or anybody else wouldn't be able to have a finite number because ours is four or more. That's why I'm saying the minister's appointed 9. Nobody has disputed that 9 amongst her stakeholders, as I understand. It is for us to say how much do we want to add to that list. And on the 9th, we will take that decision, how many more people we want to add to that list. I also understand that once we've taken a decision, a report will be written by both committees and submitted to the Speaker and the NCOP chairperson. And that is it. There's no need for it to be debated and adopted in plenary. So it is possible on condition that we meet and finalize on the 9th. Minister, I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
I just want to caution people as well that that question is a very relevant question. In terms of the law, there is no quorum set for the NCCS. It just says as long as the majority of NCC members. Please, let's try as much as possible to avoid having a big NCCF, because once you have a big NCCF and only five people turn up to do that work for the 3 days, it means that we can't take decisions, and I'm saying we have a backlog. So if we could just make sure that we have a small, nice, good number, compact, people are going to be really committed to doing this work. If we say majority, I mean, this thing says majority of members. It means you are stuck, because if the majority is not there, then the NCCF can't sit. They'll have to wait for another quarter, because they meet 4 times a year. But as I've indicated, we want to request them this time to meet even up to 6 times per year, so that we can eradicate the backlog which we have. So let's try as these chapters, I'm on my knees on this one. Let's not have a very big committee, because a big committee will not take us anywhere with the kind of work that has to be done right now.
Come on, Minister. See, I value meeting, but come on. We have the CVs. I think those that want CVs must come to Cindy and Company. NCOP leaving here, not here next week, so Gerson might have some priority. And so would we, because we're also not here next week until Wednesday or Thursday. So members must make it their duty to get CVs from Cindy and them, as opposed to sending them doing it the other way. It's just going to take time. And then we will meet on the 9th. Just a question to committees. Is it necessary for the minister them to be there on the 9th, or are we going to meet on our...
Not necessary, Chairperson.
I think we can meet on our own, Chair.
On the 9th, we'll meet on our own, and minister, by close of business on the 9th, we'll give you a report.
We'll be grateful.
Understand.